Today's scripture is one of my favorites, and I have a lot of favorites, I've got to admit, but this is one of the ones that I have been teaching on since I was in my mid-20s, and I was coaching natural church development. So if you know how long ago that program ran, that was a long time ago. That was back when I was still a layperson. This comes from 1 Corinthians 12, 1 through 26. Now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I do not want you to be uninformed. You know that when you were heathen, you were led astray to dumb idols. However, you may have been moved. Therefore, I want you to understand that no one speaking by the Spirit of God ever says, Jesus be cursed. And no one can say, Jesus is Lord, except by the Holy Spirit. Now, there are varieties of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are varieties of service, but the same Lord. And there are varieties of working, but it is the same God who inspires them all in every one. To each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. To one is given through the Spirit the utterance of wisdom, and to another the utterance of knowledge according to the same Spirit. To another, faith by the same Spirit. To another, gifts of healing by the one Spirit. To another, the working of miracles. To another, prophecy. To another, the ability to distinguish between spirits. To another, various kinds of tongues. To another, the interpretation of tongues. All these are inspired by one and the same Spirit, who apportions to each one individually as he wills. For just as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of the body through many are one body, so it is with Christ. For by one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, Jews or Greeks, slaves or free, and all were made to drink of one Spirit. For the body does not consist of one member, but of many. If the foot should say, because I am not a hand, I do not belong to the body, that would not make it any less a part of the body. And if the ear should say, because I'm not an eye, I do not belong to the body, that would not make it any less a part of the body. And if the whole body were an eye, where would be the hearing? If the whole body were an ear, where would be the sense of smell? But as it is, God arranged the organs in the body, each one of them as he chose. If all were a single organ, where would the body be? As it is, there are many parts, yet one body. The eye cannot say to the hand, I have no need of you, nor again the head to the feet, I have no need of you. On the contrary, the parts of the body, which seem to be weaker, are indispensable. And those parts of the body which we think less honorable, we invest with great honor. And our unpresentable parts are treated with greater modesty, which our more presentable parts do not require. But God has so composed the body, giving the greater honor to the inferior part, that there may be no discord in the body, but that the members may have the same care for one another. And if one member suffers, all suffer together. If one member is honored, all rejoice together. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Lord God, in this day, where we honor the saints, I think about where we are as a people, where we've come from, and where we're going to. I pray today that the meditations of my heart, the words of my mouth, come from you. I pray that you speak through me and in spite of me, that my words are pleasing unto you. I pray this today in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to tell you about a place. It was a place that was divided. A place where there were people that had, and there were people that did not have. There were people that had money. There were people that had power. And there were people that were kind of the worker bees. And there were people that had nothing. Some of them lived on the streets. Some of them were even slaves. It was a rough time. There were immigrants. There were people of all nations living in the city. And not everybody was happy, and not everybody was treated the same way. And so because of that, there was discord. And there was even discord in the church. Could you imagine that? I bet you can. I bet you even think I'm talking about today. But I'm not. That was the Church of Corinth. And you would think we would learn from the past. And yet, the past repeats itself. Corinth was a nasty, nasty city. So nasty that Paul wrote them not one time, but he wrote them twice. Everybody thinks that the next chapter after this, the love chapter, is about marriage. No, it's because these Corinthians are so nasty, they couldn't even treat each other well. Think about that. And so Paul writes this letter, and directly before this letter, this portion of the letter, he addresses the communion debacle, where people were coming to sit down at the table, and those who had gotten there early sat down and ate all of the bread and drank all of the wine before everybody else would get to the table. So those that got there early would consume all. And those that had to work or couldn't get there early enough would have no part of Jesus. Could you imagine that? That's like saying, you can't have Jesus. That's like saying, you aren't good enough to have Jesus. And so this next portion of the letter, Paul writes to the people of Corinth and says, everybody in the church has a place. Everybody in Corinth has a function. Everybody has value. And even if you are quiet, even if you are reserved, even if you aren't one of those people who stand in front of folks, you have a place. You have a place in the church. Because everything has value and everyone has value. Because you have been made in the image of God. And he uses different body parts to show the value. Now, have you ever had a paper cut on your thumb? You know how annoying that is? You never realize how much you use your thumb until you have something wrong with your thumb, right? Or, you know, at one time, when I was 32, I took out 3 of the ligaments in my right ankle. And yet, a lot of the people that worshiped in the church that I was at had to go up these stairs to get into the church, much like the stairs at the front of the church here. But that was the only way into the church. Now, many of these people were senior citizens and struggled to get in and out of the church. And nobody thought anything of it until they saw I struggled at 32 years old to get in and out of the church. Oh, we need to do something differently so we can make easier access for everybody to get in the church. And so from there, they built a parking lot that went straight in, and a door that went straight into the sanctuary. And then we had access for everybody who wanted to come into the church. Oh, yes, it took time and it took a little bit of money and it took some fundraising, but everybody worked hard for it, even the kids. Because everybody saw the value in it. My friends, when we love and respect each other, when we see the value in each other, when we see the value in the uniqueness of each other, we all benefit. We all benefit. Maybe, and you might end up having this play in your mind a little bit for the rest of the day, but maybe it's high time that we all start doing a little R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Tell me what it means to me. Maybe it's time we start respecting each other a little bit more. And loving each other a little bit more. And doing unto each other a little bit more what Jesus has done for us. There's a lot of things I cannot do. But there's a lot of things other people can do. And guess what? We were still all made for a time such as this. It's that time, folks. What's God calling you to do? Let's pray. Lord, today in this place, we know that God is calling us. And we realize that there was nastiness back in Corinth. And if we turn on the television, or the radio, or catch any part of the news, we hear a lot about nastiness right now. But we can make a choice. Last night, I heard a news cycle who chose to spotlight the good things in life. I saw some students who chose to honor teachers who made a difference in their life. I saw a woman who chose to thank a man who gave her stem cells and saved her life with leukemia. We all get to make choices. And I pray that we get to make choices that honor you today, Lord, that glorify you. And I pray this in Jesus' name.